AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Investigators are searching the site of Thursday's Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad. DNA testing was being conducted to identify the victims. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with the lone surviving passenger on Friday. The crash killed over 240 people on board and several people on the ground after it struck a medical college hostel in a residential area. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Israel attacks Iran's nuclear and missile sites, prompting Iranian drone strike retaliation.
Israel has attacked Iran's capital in strikes targeting the country's nuclear program, raising the potential for an all-out war between the two bitter Middle East adversaries. It appears to be the most significant attack Iran has faced since its 1980s war with Iraq. The strikes come amid simmering tensions over Iran's rapidly advancing nuclear program and appears certain to trigger a reprisal, with Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warning that severe punishment will be directed at Israel. Hours after the strikes, Israel's military said it had begun intercepting Iranian drones launched in retaliation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An appeals court on Thursday temporarily blocked a federal judge's order that directed President Trump to return control of National Guard troops to California. He deployed them following protests in Los Angeles over immigration raids. The ruling came only hours after a federal judge's order was set to take effect at noon Friday. Earlier in the day, at a news conference, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem vowed to keep up the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Democratic Senator Alex Padilla was forcefully removed from the news conference in L.A. and handcuffed by officers as he tried to speak up about the raids. At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson said Senator Padilla was wrong to interrupt the DHS press conference.
A sitting member of Congress should not act like that. It is beneath a member of Congress. It is beneath a U.S. senator. They're supposed to lead by example, and that is not a good example.
This is AP News. J.J. Spahn's hot start set the tone to open golf's third major of the year. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
J.J. Spahn's major inexperience at one of America's toughest golf courses served him well.
I kind of came out here with, you know, no prior history at Oakmont, not really knowing what to expect.
After missing the cut in his first U.S. Open in 2021, the 34-year-old fired a bogey-free 66 to claim a one-shot lead after one round in his second start at the tournament at treacherous Oakmont.
I just tried to kind of take what the course gave me. I hit a lot of good shots.
Defending U.S. Open winner Bryson DeChambeau and PGA champion Scottie Scheffler each shot 73. Patrick Reed recorded a rare albatross with a double eagle at the par 5 fourth in his 73. Masters winner Rory McIlroy stumbled to an opening 74. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.